It's so good to be here, to be back in Pittsburgh and at Glenshaw Valley. You know, I keep track of some of you on Facebook, and so it's always a joy to see you in person, to see Leonard and to see how you all are doing. I can tell you, like, there's nothing like Pittsburgh here, and I never thought I'd enjoy actually just driving on the roads on a Sunday morning. It's just beautiful. So it's a joy. I bring greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and also greetings for my family. And I wanted to share a little bit about, as you as a church have been supporting the ministry that we have been involved in with international students in Kansas City. So I thought it was appropriate to share a little bit about what was going on with that ministry and also share what's happening with my family. So let me see. Thank God for Cliff. My family, my daughter Ahia, she is just turned 17. I'm going to show a few pictures of her. My son is 9. We have a Renaissance festival that happens in Kansas City. So there's some pictures from that. This is a gentleman who's actually 100 years old, and he's in the church that I'm also pastoring there. And he's just a delightful person, and so I visit him regularly, and I don't know, I just thought seeing a picture of him would be good. One of the things that I've been doing is not just working with international students, but I've been mentoring 3 students very closely. And 2 of them actually came to Christ from a Hindu background. And this... And one was a Christian, but he was not. But he was also completely transformed and very active in ministry now. So these 2 pictures are pictures of 2 of the students that I mentor. That's Andrew showing off his strength. This is actually a picture of Sufi and people in her lab. There's one person who is a postdoctoral student, there's one guy who's doing his MD, PhD, and the PhD portion of his work in Sufi's lab. These are some very close family friends of ours in Kansas City, part of a prayer group that we meet every month, and we also invite students to be part of that. This is just a silly picture, but it's a possum that showed up in our neighborhood. And so, that's the guy. Every month, we also, every second and fourth Friday of the month, we have a dinner and discussion group with international students in an American home. And this picture is taken from that event. It's what we call as a pre-evangelistic event. So we go out to the international student body, we build relationships with them, help them with various needs, and then invite them for dinners like this to show them that we love them unconditionally. And through the discussions, we have discussions on various topics, and when certain things come up, like last week we had a discussion about seasons and life changes. And so when we do that, people share how they cope with changes in life through their faith in God. And so when we do that, and when we see people take interest in that, then we sense that, okay, maybe this is a person that might be open to hearing more about Jesus. And then we we work with them and share with them. So we sense that. We do not try to impose our views or the gospel on people who are not interested. But we sense whether they're interested or not and then work with them. So this event helps us in doing that. There's another picture of that event. This is a discussion group that's happening. This picture I put up there because this is another of the students that I mentor. He's actually a postdoctoral student in one of the labs at KUM, Kansas University Medical Center, where my wife works. But he's very significant because he is also a Hindu student who came to Christ last year, and nobody was happy in his family, and even his bosses in his workplace. They are Indians who are very strong Hindus, and they had a huge problem with his transition in faith. And in fact, last month they actually asked him to leave. You won't think that that kind of persecution happens in the United States, but it did. They also started spreading rumors about us, that Supi and I were going around converting people, and so stay away from them, and things like that. So it was probably in my years in ministry, probably the hardest time that we experienced. But God opened a door for him and gave him a position in Wayne State University in Michigan. And so this week, he and his family are moving to Michigan. But he had a 1 month window to get a new job with a negative report about him everywhere. And God managed to open that door for him. And so it was a big miracle. We're just happy that he was able to experience how amazing God is. This is a picture of another student that I mentor, and these are his parents. His parents, he's also somebody who came to Christ last year, and his parents come from a very traditional place in India, which is actually a Hindu pilgrimage site in India called Tirupati. And his parents were not happy about his decision to follow Christ, and so they made a surprise visit to his home earlier this year. And they visited us, and the mother spent about 2 hours reprimanding my wife and like just unloading a lot of anger, saying that, you know, what have you done to my son? You've changed him and this and that and all of that. But Sufi was able to very calmly, just absorb her anger and give her a new perspective on what has happened. And within the span of 8 days that they were here, they were in Kansas City, the parents were convinced that the son was not coerced into following Christ, that he took the decision of his own accord, that he thought through this decision, that, this is fine. They were convinced that there was no girl involved. That it was not because he was trying to get involved with some American girl that he did something like this. And they were convinced basically that this is a decision that he's taken that is well thought through and that is actually helping him in his life. And so it's a step in the right direction, and we are hoping that they will then also... I actually visited them in India and left the Bible with them, and they had started reading it, and I'm hoping that they will go back and read it and derive the truth from the gospel that way. So it's a huge breakthrough from a kingdom perspective, and so I want to share that picture with you. This is Sufi holding a baby of one of the students that I showed you earlier. Some other international students that I connect with. We have international student festivals in the campus, and so these are some of the students. The girls always do a fantastic job dressing up. So there's Andrew. He does fencing. That's one of the activities that he does. So just wanted to show that. This is a service from the church. That's Sophie again. I also pastored a small church there in Kansas City, and these are some pictures from there. That's Andrew and Akia. I don't know if you can see that well or not, but this is the Easter service. These are some kids from the neighborhood who are actually, the church is actually in a very difficult part of Kansas City. It is, I think, what you would consider the equivalent of what Wilkinsburg used to be. I don't know how Wilkinsburg is now, but it's a place where there is crime and drugs and gang violence and things like that. And so many of these kids, they don't have stable families. And so we actually work with those kids to mentor them, to just give them a sense of what does a normal family look like? What does a family where the father and mother, you know, are there at home, care for them, love each other, what does that look like? And that just provides a stability for them. So that's part of what we do as well. This is a picture. He had just turned 17, and so that's a picture from her birthday celebration. Ahia's goal in life is to be a missionary in Africa, but she also wants to do her nursing, and so in 1 year she'll be off to college. But Ahia has also been doing amazing in school. She's actually shared the gospel among her classmates, and actually one of the students, her classmates who was an atheist, actually came to Christ and was baptized because of what Ahia has been doing with her. So that's very encouraging to me, that I know that when she goes off to college, that she has her values and her faith in the right place. So I don't have to be worried about her, because I know that she, God will take care of her. This is Sufi in her workplace. That's Ahia. This is a picture of a monthly meeting that we have in our home. We have people from the Indian community, but we also invite students to that meeting. This is this was the last day for one of these students that I mentor. I said he's leaving to Wayne State, and so we just took a group picture. So yeah, that's it. I want to just give that little update to all of you. I want to just share that I just love all of you very much. I appreciate you being part of the ministry that actually started here in Pittsburgh. And you're still being faithful in being part of our family, and we want to be faithful in being part of your family. So I just want to thank you. And, you know, the verse that came to mind this morning is, you know, from verse from Psalm 34:8, which says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." And it's something that I've experienced. I know that the Lord is good, and I know that you know that too. So I just want to share that and encourage you. And I also think that God worked this timing out well, because I think just last week, Pastor Leonard, you announced your retirement. And so I'm just glad I got a chance to come and visit when you are still there. And so it's wonderful. I know that you and Robin really welcomed us when I was a student in Pittsburgh Theological Seminary and came here. You adopted us as part of your family, and we will never forget that. So thank you. Thank you.